At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Yes, we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino here for the next 3 hours. On a Tuesday morning, coming up on today's program, Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes. Dynamite on college basketball. We'll get some of his best bets for today's card and maybe a couple of golf outrights at the Arnie Palmer this week. And Tom Haberstroh on the NBA, who was outstanding on the sport, coming up in 2.5 hours. And, Pauly, that's where we need to begin today in the NBA, because I do feel like there is part of me that wants to go back to yesterday's show, kind of crinkle it up, and throw it in the entire, you know, right in the garbage, because of how many times we talk about the Lakers and how seriously you must take them as contenders in the West because of that big win against the Mavericks over the weekend, but also after the moves they made at the deadline and how all these teams are so close in the Western Conference. You know, we did preface it by saying if Anthony Davis can stay healthy and if LeBron can stay healthy. And, you know, a day after we heard him say, it popped, I heard it pop. LeBron's now going to miss a bunch of time down the stretch when they absolutely cannot afford to miss this guy.
Yeah, and the schedule the schedule was set up beautifully for him, too, as you pointed out, with all the home games. We'll see what Anthony Davis is made of now. He has to carry him. It's bad for us. It's bad for the league. Bad for Los Angeles. Before the news, they were $1.35 to make the playoffs. They were favored. Now this is just going to, because everyone's so bunched up in the West, this is going to wreak havoc on the odds, and DK will throw them up probably later today on the yes-no playoffs and the play-in markets, too. I mean, the Pelicans, listless performance. Again, they get beat. Minnesota was plus 250, and Golden State was minus 260 before the news. But this changes everything. So he's out now. How long? Is it only a week? Is it 2 weeks? I mean, with 20 games left, and you're sitting there at the, you know, like the 12 seed, but everyone else around you is losing. And it appears OKC is starting a mini tank here.
And they get them tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what looks good is Utah 4-1. What the hell were those odds, the Jazz, to make the playoffs?
Well, their win total was, what, 25.5?
Yeah, they've already gone over. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Good call. But they appear sitting around 500 that they're not going anywhere. The marketing story, this is great how Utah's playing.
Just based on the wording of the original tweet that dropped yesterday from Sham Sharania, who broke this news, he said extended amount of time. So to answer your question about a week or 2 weeks, I would, to me, extended means much more than a week. And in fact, I would, if I had to guess here again, playing doctor on his tweet, extended would tell me more than 2 weeks as well. Like this could extend into the, you know, April, and maybe the regular season. And this is exactly what you said.
You're right. Tomorrow's March, so yeah.
You know who's on the clock big time? It's Anthony Davis.
Oh, yes,
dude.
He is.
Okay, this is the reason why they went out and got you, or one of the reasons. In case something happens to LeBron, Right, you needed to be his wingman to win a championship, which you did in the bubble. Congratulations. But now it's time to go for 35 and 15 every single night. And no, there's no joking around. You need to turn into and be that dude that we've talked about for a decade, the guy who can be a top five player in the NBA. And I want no more of these, silly injuries. He can't go because of a hangnail, whatever it might be. You need to go out there and be the best player on the court or the second best player on the court, depending on the competition, every single game.
Yeah.
Sorry, no excuses.
No, there's enough there. Again, they did a great job at the deadline. You know, they're also bringing in Hachimura and how well Vanderbilt has played. They got rid of the vampire. So if AD can go out there and give you 25 and 15, there's enough there. There's enough there, but it sets up with all the home games. I'm interested to see what happens tonight. Going to Memphis, and Memphis is so good at home. And now it's up to 8.5. Big dogs now.
It was crazy because this number opened up around 3.
Yes.
Early yesterday at DraftKings. And then it started to drift upwards to like 4.5 and 5. And the thought was there, well, LeBron's not going to play. And then once the news came down, see you later. That number took off to the moon and got to where it is right now. I'll tell you how I'm approaching tonight's card then. I did this yesterday. And, you know, we've had so many examples of teams in the last 2 months in the NBA where you find out, oh, they're down like 3 players tonight, and they go out there and they win anyway. It's so weird in this league. But as you said, Grizzlies so good at home, and they can take teams apart when they want to. I did a 3-team money line parlay that tonight that when I bet it, it was minus 112. It's still in that neighborhood, minus 115, minus 118. So I bet the Grizzlies tonight to win outright against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that this is going to be, at least for one game, you know, Lakers kind of up against it too much. And then I'm fading the Rockets and the Spurs tonight.
Good move.
So the Nuggets are laying 10 against the Rockets, and the Jazz are laying a huge number against the Spurs. And they've combined to lose, 25 consecutive games?
Yeah. San Antonio has lost 16 in a row. They are 2-14 ATS during the losing streak. The average loss, 15 points per game.
Oh, good God.
And Houston has lost 9 in a row.
And they are clearly tanking, as we talked about yesterday. They're pulling one of their best players in the third quarter, and he's not getting back on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So the red flags are up here, and they've been up for a while.
Keep an eye on OKC, too. Because I don't think Gilgeous Alexander's. I think he's out again tonight. And that line's only 2.5? Mm-hmm. Sacramento just beat them, and they're playing again?
That's right.
Bizarre. But it's like kind of like, we don't want to make the playoffs. And maybe they're starting a little mini tank here. Keep an eye on the Thunder as well.
Yeah.
Because if he's out and he misses extended time, and it's a little bit what's going on with Houston with the, we'll just start pulling guys in the third quarter for no reason.
Yeah, I also wonder, there's part of me with the Lakers tonight, if they kind of just punt on this game altogether, because
Thunder are up next.
Yeah, they play back-to-back tomorrow night, and that game's more important.
Yeah.
Right? They're all important at this point, but the point is here, the Thunder are right there with them in the playoff mix. So you need to beat teams that are all bunched together rather than a team like Memphis who you have no chance of catching.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Memphis could overlook them. Memphis has had all kinds of issues since the incident with Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, these guys are professionals too, and they have egos, and they have rabbit ears. They know. I mean, I'm sure all those guys are well aware, and everyone's saying your season's over now. Or if he's out for 2 weeks, your season's over. So we'll see if they show up with some pride and have a good week here and hold it down by the time he gets back.
Oh, the tweet when it dropped yesterday made me sick.
Oh, it's terrible. I know. Your 47-1 ticket? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 47
terrible
to
for
one
the league. You got to have the Lakers in the playoffs. I mean, the silver needs it in the worst way.
Yep.
Can't have LeBron missing again, and they're playing well.
But all this, it dropped, 3 hours after we're talking about how they can go to Denver, they can go to, Memphis, and if they would happen to get the 6 somehow, that's the goal for Darvin Ham, that, against the Kings, come on, you'd have to like their chances.
Mm.
And it just, for this guy now to go down again. And we saw it again on Sunday, but we didn't know how severe it was going to be during the show yesterday. And now just for him to be out for an extended part of time is just brutal, man. For a guy that rarely ever gets hurt, the timing on this thing is just as bad as it gets.
Yep.
But tell you another thing, too. The Bucks with a win tonight, they're on the road against the Nets, right? They're laying 5.5 as of right now. Because of the Celtics' loss last night to the Knicks, that would mean Milwaukee would then be the one seed. I got something for you here. That'd be 15 straight wins.
That would be.
They can push this thing up to 20 based on their schedule.
Yeah.
You realize, and I get the All-Star break was in there, the Bucks have not lost a basketball game since the same day Patrick Mahomes got injured against Jacksonville.
Well done. How about that?
That's their last loss.
They were I thought they were the best team in the league when healthy last year, and they would have won it. And they got to be the team to beat this year when they're healthy. And don't be a moron, put more on it. I thought this could implode in Brooklyn, and it did. So I have that no, the make the playoffs no ticket. This was 1,400 last week. I called Von Tobel. I go, what am I missing here? Yeah. And now it's down to $6, the yes. The no's 4-1. The Knicks have caught him. Miami and Atlanta both might catch him. Right. The Nets are going to be in the play-in round. They're $4 to miss the playoffs? That's crazy. Mm. And we weren't on the air last week, but it was $1,400. The other thing, how about the Knicks? They haven't lost since they acquired Hart.
No, very good.
They are playing. They are seventh in the Thibodeau team is seventh in offensive efficiency. The Garden's rocking. They blitzed the Pelicans the other night. They beat the Celtics. And guess what? There is hope because they have a good roster and they have assets. And all they need now is a star. What are they missing? I mean, they're probably going to get the 5 seed and they don't have a superstar. So incredible work by the Knicks.
Yeah, I would say like no top tier, right?
Well, imagine if they got Mitchell. They thought, I mean,
No, you're wrong with that because Brunson's been better anyway. Brunson's been awesome.
I know he has, but you get him both guys.
He might win most improved player this year.
He's in the mix, yeah.
Randall's playing out of his mind again, like he did a couple years ago when he won most improved. So they don't have like a Durant-type player on this team.
Yes.
And I don't even know why I said his name. It's because he went to Brooklyn instead of New York, I guess. But Randall and Brunson as a 1-2 punch, pretty damn good. That is solid, man. And
they have a good roster.
If they added one more guy to put him over.
They just need a star. Well, they were cruised. They were vilified and mocked because they didn't get Durant and Kyrie. How does that look now? They said, now we don't want part of this package.
I mean, looking back, what would you rather have now?
Right, yeah.
With what they put together or those two guys? I mean, Durant and Kyrie together, no thank you.
They're one big move away from being a contender.
The five, who's the four right now?
Cleveland's the four. How about that first round matchup?
Knicks, sign me up.
That's a hell of a matchup, but that goes back to, the new New York media will be all over them. Hey, you missed on Mitchell.
Yeah.
And that'll be your first round matchup, but that's your 4-5, and that's a great matchup.
Yeah.
Great job by the Knicks, though. I mean, they are fun to watch. They're entertaining, and I can't believe they're playing this well offensively. But great job putting this roster together and the pieces that they have, and the future is bright.
All right, we have the Arnie Palmer Invitational and UFC 285 this week. You can head over to BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. And for all golf fans out there, BetRivers is the place to bet the tournament this week. With top 10 insurance, place your pre-tourney bet on an outright winner. The fun doesn't stop there. BetRivers has you covered for UFC 285 with parlay insurance and more. Check out BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. BetRivers, it's a whole new game. Paulie will run down last night's betting action with win some, lose some coming up next. How about a 29-3 now on the season? And a team already went over their win total. Details coming up here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Eclectic mix as always. We start in the association. Pistons, Hornets under 238.5 down to 234. That gets there. Ball leaves with an injury. Could be done for the year. Knicks plus 5 down to 2.5. Don't need the points. Win outright. Tatum tossed. Magic money line plus 155. Another bad loss by the Pelicans. And the Heat. You can't trust the Sixers.
No, not at all.
No. Miami would lost 4 in a row and they go to Philly and beat them. And they were 2-1 on the money line. Big win for West Virginia. They were on the bubble. They win plus 165. They beat Iowa State. Here's the hockey. It continues. Vancouver. Forgot to mention it during that pocket. But anyways, it was only $1.60. 3-1 at the end of the first period. But on the year, when Vancouver's on the road, goal in the first 10, yes, is 29-3. Another winner last night. And Detroit cashes in the first period. They play Ottawa again tonight. They lost the game, but they led after the first period. They are on a 16-1 run in the first period where they either are tied or have the lead. That's incredible. Kings, Thunder, Jazz, Pacers have all gone over their win total already. And the Boston Bruins went over their points total with the win last night. This is ridiculous. We're not into March. You have 97 points.
I hate myself for not giving that play out yesterday. Yeah. And that would have gone, because did you see the line movement?
I did not.
It was about $1.40 on the air yesterday. Moved down. I think I saw $1.16 at one point on the Bruins, okay, and then back up. And now they play again tonight. And that was no Allmark last night either. That was
right.
Swayman.
That's right. Yep. Nice win. Cubs Diamondbacks. 2 hours and 4 minutes.
All right.
They've shaved off 23 minutes from spring training games here with the pitch clock.
The feedback we got yesterday when we said, be patient, you're going to like this, every single person on our email, fteam@beeson.com, said they hate it. Guys, again,
come on.
Patience.
Come on.
Patience. 3.5 hour baseball games are for nobody.
No, this is great. This is great. So far, so good. The other thing here, I've mentioned this twice on the air in 5 years. Very important if you're flying. Very hard to find at airports. Here at Circa, the D and the Circa and the D, at the gift shop, they sell Dream Water now. Knock you out if you're flying. The opposite of 5 hour energy. There have been numerous times I take this right before takeoff. I wake up, we're landing. What happened? We're landing. I mean, this thing.
It works every time.
Oh,
huh?
This. Mm. It's a something. Pleasantly surprised. Great job by Derek Stevens to have. Watch the show. VSiN.com. VSiN Pro as always. Great videos as well. Dog video today. This guy playing with the crap. I wasn't expecting this on a Tuesday. Look at this guy, yeah, doing the moves. Come on, buddy. Keep up with me, huh? What are you doing?
It's like he's playing air hockey with the pucks.
Right, yeah. Right. Ding. Not getting a lot of help from the crab, but he's trying to have a good time, and he's hanging in there. This is great. Didn't expect this on a Tuesday morning. How about the big fella? The bear. Little basketball. Good pass. Sitting
locked
on the stoop, yeah.
Locked inside a garage with about 130 square feet.
Yes. Fewer turnovers than Westbrook.
With a 6'5" bear sitting on a stump.
Yeah, right.
What am I watching?
He's got it, yeah. Yeah. Playing patty cake with the guy. Good handles, passing it back to him. Very good video. That is excellent. One lose some as well. Bad loss by Nevada. Whoa, you're on the bubble?
Yeah.
You're playing a team that's 8-20 and you lose?
And they got run out in the second
half. They did. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Sad news here. We want to hear from you, by the way. FTM@VSiN.com or tweet at us. David Fincher, credible resume. Mindhunter season 3 will never happen. It's over. It's a very expensive show, and in the eyes of Netflix, we didn't attract enough of an audience to justify such an investment. I really like season 1. Season 2, not bad. You were building to something, but that's it. Shut it down. But that was a lot of people liked that show. They didn't have the eyeballs.
No eyeballs and too expensive.
Correct.
That'll do it for you.
Right, which leads me to this. Shows that you really liked, but couldn't believe they weren't popular or it didn't take off.
Okay.
And the same thing, to me, the list begins and ends with Counterpart, which was on Stars. J.K. Simmons was phenomenal in the show. Very good cast. It ran 2 years, two seasons.
Okay.
And I was very creative and unique. I love season one, but again, I think it cost a big budget, and it wasn't getting the eyeballs on Stars, but I loved it. But it went away after two seasons, and that was it. And J.K. Simmons was phenomenal in that show.
So you're asking about shows that people loved, but for some reason they didn't last long, or they just only had a season or two.
You realize, hey, I love this show. It appears I'm one of the few, though.
Okay.
No one pays attention, or no one else, right. Why isn't this show more successful or popular?
Now, I will give you one, and I will tell you that I get kind of lost here in the timeline because I was late to the party. I never watched Deadwood on HBO when it was live, and I think that goes back to, like, I'm going to guess, like, 01, 02, 03, probably. But so it could have been very popular. I don't recall that. But that show was canceled after three seasons, and it's one of my favorite shows of all time. But I think it was similar to Mindhunter. I can't remember the amount of eyeballs, but there was a contract disputes, I should say, amongst, like, Swearengen and some of the other characters on the show, and that's why HBO could not come to a resolution on it. And eventually, years later, they made a movie about it. Deadwood, to me, is, and I know you're not a big fan of it, to me, I
love Swearengen.
Oh, my
Ian
God.
Ian McShay is one of my favorite actors.
I love the dude.
Yes.
It's my brother's, I think it's his favorite HBO show of all time.
Yeah.
And he's not the only person I've heard say that. Like, the language in the dialogue in that show, set in the 1800s, so it's a Western type, but Oliphant, I think, is very good. Ian McShane is just...
I could be wrong. I don't think that was a popular show. I think it took years later to, you know...
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I was probably 10 years late to that show, and I'm like, I hated myself so much when I finally watched it on demand. I'm like, what did I... Why did I take 10 years to watch this show? It's amazing.
Couple tweets. Mad TV was one. Our buddy Fitz said The Shield, but was The Shield popular?
Oh, yes.
The Shield was popular.
Yeah, and that lasted, I think, seven, eight seasons.
He loves that show. I never gave it a shot. I was so many seasons, but Chiklis?
The episodes are about 40 minutes, I think, so you can do
okay.
it.
Yeah.
And I have other friends that have said that that's their favorite show, regardless of network of any
okay.
show that you can ever find.
Yeah.
Huh. Never watched Counterpart, though. I don't have Stars.
I loved it.
Okay.
I was very disappointed when that news came down. It was... Season one was excellent. Very good cast. That was too bad. But that's, you know, it's kind of tough about when you put a list like this together. I realize, hey, this show's good, but I'm one of the few people that are watching or pay attention. I don't know.
Mm.
But Mad TV had a long run, but I don't know. I don't think it was that. I don't know how popular it was in terms of eyeballs.
Yeah.
Artie Lang was on the show, and that was another one we got.
Some reaction we're getting right now on social media. Tom Collins on Twitter says Arliss.
Okay.
Never watched Arliss.
Yeah.
I heard people did like it. I don't know how many seasons it was. A lot of people are actually saying Deadwood's the first show that I thought of. So maybe it fits your criteria of not being popular. I just, from the reaction that people just finally put up with me, they ended it, Mitch, you need to watch this show. And I finally did, so I thought it was super popular.
Yeah.
But maybe it was not.
Mm-hmm.
My Name is Earl? Wasn't that like a...
Was that NBC?
Yeah, Jason Lee was on that?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
I watched that for a couple of seasons. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But I was never... And then you have to wonder why some shows like...
Around So Long.
Yes. Yes.
What's like, who's watching this?
Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun lasted a long time. Tom on Twitter is saying more seasons of Peaky Blinders, please.
Yeah.
Every time we get into this, people always bring up how
the
finale of that show evidently was outstanding.
You don't want to wear out your welcome. I mean, and stick around too long, too. But some of these, you look at, like, oh, this show's... Eight, and that's why I get frustrated when someone recommends a show and there's five, six seasons. I go, God, I got to knock out 70 episodes.
Can't do it.
How about Succession? This is it. It starts in March. It's season four. That's it. That's how they're going out. The guy's only doing four seasons of succession. So Richard Roper's on tomorrow. That's a good discussion, too, about how long you want to stay around. What's the perfect amount of time? Because Game of Thrones was unbelievable, but at the end, I mean, God.
No, that's the thing. You need to find that good balance of knowing when to end at the proper time right. So you don't drag it on too long.
Like Jerry Seinfeld, you'd be running out of ideas. Yeah, I mean, sure. How long could Seinfeld go on for, right?
Bert on email, ftm@vsin.com, says the time traveler's wife didn't make a full season, got hooked, and it just suddenly disappeared.
Okay. Too bad. Too bad with Mindhunter. I love Fincher. And that,
Jeff is saying the TV show Vegas. That yes. The reason why they got canceled is because NBC couldn't play it on Monday nights anymore.
Good call.
Up next, we'll get into college basketball. They were swept, and yet they're favored by 6 points tonight. I'll tell you who that is coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
A lot going on at VSiN. Three new shows with the new lineup, and we have new podcast, the College Basketball Betting Podcast, Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray, the Hockey Betting Podcast, Danny Burke and Annie McNeil. They cover all things hockey twice each week. They're all free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Great response on this. Good job about TV shows that you liked and disappeared or... you couldn't believe it wasn't popular and just went away. The tweet about Luck, very good. It was a horse racing show on HBO with a very good cast. Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Dunn's in it, who's phenomenal in Veep. They had to shut it down. It was immediately renewed for a second season, but due to animal safety concerns, three horses died during production. The first season is still available on DVD and Blu-ray. It came out in 2012. That was a good show, but that went bye-bye because of what happened with the horses. And I love City on a Hill with Kevin Bacon, Boston.
Went away after 3 years.
Yes, I watched that show on Showtime.
I know plenty of people who like that show.
Very good.
And on Luck, this is from StretchRunner41 on Twitter. Deadwood was written by David Milch, which I knew. He also did NYPD Blue, which was uber popular. But he also did Luck. And he points out Milch was brilliant. He's a tortured guy. Lost millions on horse racing. His memoir is heartbreaking.
Wow.
Might have to pick that up.
Luck had potential.
Okay.
I mean, it appears it was going to be good. Okay. Tonight, how about your tease? Just phenomenal. And this is something we need to track. And I know it's been successful in the past. And as Jimmy Vaccaro always says, respect the odds maker, the line. The Patriot League starts tonight. American is playing Bucknell. They were swept by Bucknell. They just played 2 weeks ago and were routed. American's laying 6.
Yeah.
How about this? Now, file this one away if they happen to meet. Colgate ran right through this league. They went 17-1 in conference and won the league by 6 games. Both meetings against American were decided by a point. And that was their only loss in conference play. American. I think they're the 7th seed or something crazy. But American is laying 6, and they were swept by Bucknell.
So a couple things I will point out, and this is not telling you to go and bet the other side on any of this stuff, but two guys who share their power ratings and their numbers publicly, who are well-respected, Bart Torvik and Ken Pom, I will use their numbers here. Torvik actually makes American minus 3.7 in the game tonight. So per him, you would find some value on Bucknell, and Ken Pom makes American minus 5 in the game, for what it's worth. The other one in that conference, Loyola Maryland, opened up 5 against Holy Cross. They're now up to 5.5, and the total is 143.5. Both guys made it right around the number of 5 and 5.5.
Loyola beat them by 20 last week.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know the events and circumstances of what happened, but just giving you the facts there. Arkansas State just beat Coastal by 16, and Coastal's favorite tonight.
I will say,
some of these smaller tournaments is getting underway.
Yeah, with these smaller leagues, Paulie, you're going to see some really, if you watch this stuff tonight, you're going to see some really bad basketball teams. And here's what we kind of need to happen. It won't, but Wright State opened up a 20-point favorite against Green Bay. Green Bay is just as bad as it gets. They're 3-28. Wright State's already up to a 21-point favorite. But this is the type of team I'd love to see Green Bay. It won't happen, but I'd love to see them shock the world and win this Horizon League, and then you get a 6-win team in the tournament, and they're going to be a 16 seed, and they'll lose by 120 to a 1 seed.
Yep. Silly. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Wright State beat them by 30 both times, and
sure.
You're right there. Dreadful. How about this little nugget? The quarterfinals of the Atlantic Sun are tonight, and the championship game is Sunday. Better seed gets the game at home. You gave out Kennesaw State.
At 3-1.
Yep, they're the 2 seed. I think they were tied, but whatever.
I think they have home court in this.
It's not Liberty.
Liberty does not have home court.
Okay. Two teams that are still left are ineligible to make the big dance that because of this 5-year transition mm-hmm. business. One of them, we just went through this with Bellarmine, right? Remember, we just went through this last year.
That team was actually pretty damn good.
They were, yeah, but they couldn't go because of these stupid rules.
All right.
So they're still alive. They play tonight, but they can win the conference tournament, but can't go to the big dance. And Queens is another one. And I'll tell you, it really gets sticky in the Northeast Conference. Merrimack is the 1 seed. Not eligible again uh-huh. with these stupid rules. So you wonder about the motivation for not only them, but the opponent. When you see, hey, and it worked out for Bellarmine that they won the conference tournament, but they couldn't go to the big dance. Mm-hmm. But you see, you're not eligible to go to the big dance even if you win the damn thing. So Merrimack in the Northeast, the 1 seed, and then they're big dogs tonight, but Bellarmine catching a bunch against Liberty, and Queens is the other team where in the Atlantic Sun quarters that even if they win the conference tournament, they can't go dancing.
It's certainly an angle that you have to consider.
Yeah.
Right?
Most bizarre. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And as you said, big number, 16.5 for Liberty in that game. Kennesaw's late, 8.5 against Queens in the other one. Eastern Kentucky is 7, 152 against North Alabama. And Stetson is laying 2 against Lipscomb in the A-Sun. That total is 150. Now,
yeah, they played two high-scoring games in their two meetings. Do with that what you want, but it was 98-91. And the other game was a shootout, too. That's Stetson. So we'll see if that goes over 150.
Now, with some of the bigger boys tonight, I'm a tad late to the party on this because I missed Arkansas plus 7.5, but I did bet them this morning at plus 6.5. So this number has moved a little bit, but I'm still fine with 6.5. Tennessee, they're 2-6 ATS down the stretch. Arkansas, they had a great first half this past weekend against Alabama. Down the stretch, 8-3 ATS and 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 against teams with a winning record. So we talked about this yesterday, and I know some of Tennessee's best players have been banged up a little bit. I think this is a coaching mismatch here with Musselman and the Razorbacks taking on Rick Barnes in Tennessee. So give me the points with the Hogs.
Matt Eumann's will have an opinion on this game too coming up. This is a big one for Boise State. Huge. They are laying 1-2. At home to San Diego State. Aztecs, great program, always seem to be ranked. Only 2 conference losses. Boise has to be careful here, though, because they are on the bubble. And it goes back to how many teams are they going to allow in from the Mountain West? Nevada was in the 9-10 seed range before that bad loss last night. Boise got beat by San Jose State in overtime. Now they have this game, and Saturday they go to Logan, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Tough place to play. Utah State also on the bubble.
Yes,
so you lose this game. And Utah State needs it like blood Saturday. And then you could come limping into the tournament out here, losing 3 in a row. And then you'd be in a tough game in the first round. You'd probably play New Mexico or somebody like that. So all of a sudden, this could go sideways, and Boise could miss the tournament if they lose 4 in a row.
I will point out, just because teams need games, it doesn't mean they're going to win or cover. We had, I think, you know, 2 pretty big examples last night. West Virginia, I think, kind of had to have that game at Iowa State, and they did. They won the game, but also Oklahoma State had to have that game. Weird season. They had won 5 straight, lost 4 straight, and Baylor was a very short favorite on the road last time. I think Baylor's really, really good. I expect them to make a deep run again this year. Oklahoma State had to have that game. Mm-hmm. They came up short at home. They lost.
But, no, you're right. Must win doesn't mean must bet. No doubt about it. And you're better off a lot of times maybe going against these teams that are on the bubble because they're on the bubble and they're around 500 for a reason.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on New Mexico. They're laying a lot of points at home tonight against Fresno. They are now out. They have to win the conference tournament out here to make the big dance. That was a demoralizing loss Saturday. They blew a 10-point halftime lead of the Aztecs. San Diego State, like several teams did Saturday, hit a game-winning three at the buzzer.
Yeah.
So I'd be concerned about New Mexico. Patino did a good job this year, but New Mexico, after a strong non-conference start, limping to the finish line.
Another team that needs a win tonight would be Clemson. They are 2-1 to make the tournament at DraftKings, plus $2 to actually make the big dance. So that tells you they're up against it. But with a win tonight at Virginia, that would help their cause. Clemson was tremendous over the weekend. They blew out NC State. Virginia laying a big number here at home, came down half a tick, half a point. I still think Clemson plus six might be worth a play, just because I'm in the boat where I don't trust Virginia at all this year. I liked them a couple years ago when they won the tournament. This year, I can't get there.
Yep. All right, little guys underway. Liberty is 230, by the way, to win that conference. You took the second choice, Kennesaw, 3-1.
Uh-huh.
Colgate, $2, 230 to win the Patriot. Navy, plus 270. Sunbelt, which we'll do later in the week. But that's – what was the Southern Miss thing? Was that to win the regular season, that guy ticket?
I can go back and look. I believe some books posted 200-1 on Southern Miss to win that conference.
Wow.
The regular season.
Yeah, and they did. They are the one seed, yet they're the fourth. They have the fourth best odds.
That'll tell you.
To win the Sun Belt. Yep. Youngstown State plus 150, the Horizon. Longwood, UNC Asheville, co-favorites, Big South. Likewise out here with the West Coast, St. Mary's and Gonzaga. And Oral Roberts, $1.80 to win the Summit. They went 18-0 in conference play.
We'll talk to Matt Eumanns, who is dynamite betting college basketball. Host here on VSiN coming up next. He has three best bets in college basketball tonight. Find out what they are coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Arnold Palmer Invitational, UFC 285, huge week, bids punched and go out this weekend in college hoops. Bet Rivers has you covered. It's the place to bet the Arnold Palmer with top 10 insurance. Place your pre-tournament bet on any outright winner. UFC 285 parlay insurance. BetRivers.com. Download the app. Great house special. It's a whole new game at BetRivers. TV shows you liked that weren't popular or surprised that more people didn't watch. I forgot about Newsroom. I liked that show a lot on HBO with Jeff Daniels. Was not well received in season one, but went strong season three. The Deuce on HBO.
I hated season three. Loved season one.
Of what?
Newsroom.
Oh, really?
I could not stand the way the show ended. It was time for that show to end, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. The Deuce went three seasons. David Simon. And people also chime in Arrested Development.
I liked
it. That was around for a long time.
Yeah, though. I would agree.
Yep. Matt Eumanns' time, baby. Here we go. New show coming up. Started Monday with Wes Reynolds. Very excited for that show. Going to be a ton of college hoops. and a lot of golf as well. And he joins us to go over some golf and hoops as well. How's the new show going?
Well, through one night, I thought it was going great. By the way, I liked Magnum PI back in the day. I thought that was an underrated show. And I saw sure. Mitch on vacation flying around the Hawaiian Islands like he was Thomas Magnum. It's great to have you guys back. I know a well-deserved vacation there for a couple weeks. But there are three shows of VSiN that are fixtures in the lineup. Follow the Money, A Numbers Game with Gil, and then Michael Lombardi in the Lombardi Line. The rest of us are pieces in a chess game. We're moved all over the board. It's a fluid situation, but it's great to have a show weeknights with Wes Reynolds, 9 to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we're going to be heavy on college hoops for the next 5 weeks, and you got to love it because March is here, and man, how crazy. It was total chaos in college hoops over the last couple days.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking a lot of college basketball for the next 5 weeks. Last night we had on Doug Kazarian of ESPN, Wayne Krivsky, former Cincinnati Reds GM, and we got Chris the Bear Felica on the show tonight. I'm going to just talk a little NFL draft with the Bear. I just can't wrap my mind around this Anthony Richardson hype and him being the number one pick in the draft. I can't see that happening.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. So we are also the home of championship week, too. There are so many conference tournaments out here in Las Vegas. But yep. Let's start with the Mountain West. A couple of games you like tonight. We were talking about this game before you came on. This is a huge game for Boise State because you have to go to Utah State Saturday, and then you start the conference tournament. You lost to San Jose State. You can't have a four-game losing streak here. You're on the bubble.
You're right about that, Paul. And this number opened Boise minus one last night. I bet it right away. I was waiting for this one to open because I think this is a really good spot for Boise and not a good spot for the Aztecs. I did bet San Diego State Saturday night at New Mexico, but that opened Aztecs minus one at Circa and closed three. Luckily got a good number because Lamont Butler hit a three at the buzzer and the Aztecs won that game by two at the pit. Mm-hmm. Well, that clinched the Mountain West for San Diego State because the Aztecs host Wyoming in their final. So they're going to win the conference outright. Boise took a bad loss at, like you said, at San Jose. You cannot afford, when you're a bubble team, and really San Diego State's the only team that's a lock in the conference right now. You can't afford to take a bad loss at this point. And that's what Boise did. So they've got to beat San Diego State in this game tomorrow night in Boise. Like you said, at Utah State on deck. And Boise is the type of team that could give the Aztecs a little bit of trouble, too, because they shoot the three well. They got, they've got length, and they got guys who can shoot it, like I said, in a pretty strong home court. And you're talking a back-to-back situation here for the Aztecs who played it in New Mexico, now have to go up to Boise.
Yeah.
I think the situation sets up great for Boise. Not surprised to see this number go from one to two overnight. I think the Broncos got to be the play. And also in the Mountain West, I played San Jose minus two over Colorado State. Tim Miles has done a great job at San Jose. Think about it. This is one of the worst basketball programs in the country a couple of years ago. And he's got them in the upper half of the Mountain West. Omari Moore had 24 points in that game where the Spartans beat Boise in overtime a couple nights ago. Miles facing his former team here. And I've said this about Colorado State. Isaiah Stevens is kind of a one-man wrecking crew for the Rams. If you can contain him, you can beat Colorado State. And I like San Jose here as a short favorite. I like Boise a little bit better. That's my favorite play in the Mountain West tomorrow night.
You also took the points with Arkansas?
I did. And this opened seven. I didn't get the best number. Dropped to 6.5. And you're seeing a drop a little bit here. And I know Mitch was on Arkansas on Saturday, and I was too. And that was a three-point loss at Alabama. Tight shot, 3 for 22 from three-point range in that game. Arkansas is playing pretty good defense, but offensively, you've got three. You kind of have a big three here with Nick Smith, Ricky Council, and Devontae Davis. Nick Smith, he's back, and he's playing well. 50 points in the last two games. And if you look at Tennessee, a team that got swept by Kentucky, Vols really struggled offensively against Auburn, scored 46 points against Kentucky, scored 54. This is a game where I think the Hogs are live dogs on the road, and the arrow's pointing up on this Arkansas team going into March.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans, our guest host here on the network. His new show with Wes Reynolds is at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific right here on the network. So to golf this week and the Arnold Palmer Invitational, it's a loaded field, Matt. But really, how many golfers in the world are playing better than Max Homa? I mean, Rahm certainly is having an unbelievable start to the season, but Homa has been on fire. He's in that 24, 25 to 1 range. Are you going to go to bat with him this weekend?
Well, you're right about that, Mitch. And if you think about the tournament at Riviera a couple weeks ago and Rahm held off Homa to get the win, what was the luck factor on John Rahm that weekend? He gained about 4 strokes just on luck, including that ball that bounced off a grandstand and rolled up by the pin. Max Homa has got decent course history here in Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill in Orlando. He was 2 over in the tournament last year. He has a top 10 in this tournament. What I'm looking at here is basically a positive course history and also current form, course form. Always look at those things in golf. And some of the top guys here in this field. Now, Scottie Scheffler won it last year. But Rory was 1 over. Rahm was 2 over. These guys haven't set the world on fire on this course. And that's why I think you can look at some players at longer odds. And Max Homa, I do think he's got a good shot to win. His track record in majors is not good, but I think he's got a really good shot to break through and win one this year. In fact, I just bet Homa at 20-1 odds to win the U.S. Open in L.A. in June, but I like Homa in this tournament as well. I'm looking mostly at DraftKings, Circa, and Westgate Superbook odds here. And the Westgate's got the best number on Homa at 25-1. Circa's got 24, so he's playable here. His short game is so good. He's putting so well right now. He's going to be tough to beat in pretty much every tournament he's in. So I think you talk Rahm and Scheffler, those guys are at single digits. You get Homa at 25-1, that's great value on that play. I'm also playing Cameron Young at 38-1. He's still in search of his first PGA Tour win, but he's got a top 15 on this course. And this is a guy who I think is going to emerge again at some point. It's been a little quiet lately. But actually, Homa's my top play. My number 2 play here is Matt Fitzpatrick. And Wes Reynolds and I talked about this on the show last night. You look at Fitz, he lives in Florida, and he broke through and won the U.S. Open last summer. He's got a tie for 9th, a tie for 10th, a tie for 9th, and a 2nd on this course. In 2019, he was 10 under, finished 2nd. His course history here is outstanding. Fitzpatrick right now, 40-1 at the Westgate. I think 35-1 at Circa and DraftKings, and 7-1 to finish in the top 10. Not going to be a bit surprised if Matt Fitzpatrick is the winner this week, and that's a good number on him.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to have to tell you on that for sure. Your new show is going to be must-watch television, must-listen radio over the next 5 to 6 weeks because you and Wes are heavy into college basketball and golf for sure, Matt. So can't wait to be a part of that as well. So thanks for the time today, and good luck with the show moving forward.
Appreciate it. You bet. Thanks. Yep.
Thank you.
You brought up Magnum PI, by the way. That they told us when we went on a helicopter ride 2 weeks ago in Oahu, that was the actual helicopter they used on the show. No doors on it. I don't know if they were pulling a fast one or what.
My mom loved that show.
It was popular.
That's good. Yeah, Rick.
How long
yeah,
did it
Rick.
Last?
Higgins.
Yeah. Higgins, very good.
Had a good run. Magnum P.I.
Yeah, yeah,
run.
I thought it was a good one.
Well, it was a whole different ballgame. Mid-80s, we had 10 channels? We didn't have
10?
Yeah, right. Shorter than that? Okay, fewer than that? Right. Yeah. But that was a hit.
The mustache on Selleck? Come on, who's not jealous of that?
Let me look it up now. Higgins! Rick, who else? Yeah. They did the remake. I didn't want to lie. I don't know.
No, that's on right now, actually, I think, like on CBS. Nance doing live reads for it every week during golf. The new Magnum PI. Don't miss it. They go up in the chopper every week.
8 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay.
Oahu.
Good run.
Consistently ranked top 20 during the first 5 years of its run.
No,
high is number 3. All right.
Up next, we'll talk some NFL. Odds on the team to draft first overall is up. And one NFL draft pundit said, quote, if I'm a GM, I'm scared to death of drafting him.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.